Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo them, tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, and Pastor Joseph Rouse, amen, who sits by her, her dear husband. We thank God for our apostle and our pastor. Apostle is the founder, and we thank God for everything that they do. So I want to encourage you to come on and get aboard. You know, apostle and pastor, they do mentoring, they do teaching, they do counseling, whatever your need may be. It's in the house. In other words, it's in their vessel because God ordained them for such a time as this. So I encourage you to come on and get aboard and hear what God wants, see what God wants to do in your life. You know, God is moving in more than just one way. You know, I know we go to church, you come out, you go to church every Sunday. It's just like a ritual. You go, amen, glory to God. But God wants to take you even higher. So I encourage you, if you want some personal counseling, go ahead and hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse up on Facebook or Pastor Joseph Rouse up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry and let them know what the need may be because I'm telling you, they can give you whatever you need. Glory to God. And that's what we need now. We need somebody to give us what we need, amen, and not send us all the way halfway around the world. You can get whatever you need when you come over here on this side. Glory to God. And we thank God for them, amen. And I want to encourage you. We do, amen. We have something going every day of the week. It's maybe one day, amen, that we rest. But we have something going every day of the week. It's ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. So, you know, you can't say, well, I can't hear the word and I can't get this and I can't get that. Yes, you can. The lines now hold up to 50 people. So you can come on in and get your prayer needs met. And once you come, and all you have to do is just tell where you're calling from and just tell me your prayer request, and we're going to go from that. We're not going to ask you, amen, your name. You don't have to give your name. I understand people don't like giving their name, and that's okay. That's okay. I understand. But you can go on any of the shows that come on, and you can get your prayer needs met. Let's go on. And Monday we have Moments in the Spirit that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson, an awesome, awesome woman of God who, amen, can give a two-minute clip in a hurry, but it's a word that will exalt you. It's a word that will encourage you in just 2 minutes. So I encourage you, amen, glory to God, to come on and get all this, amen. Just it's all wrapped up in one package. We have Moments in the Spirit. And then behind Moments in the Spirit that comes out on Monday, glory to God, then Pastor and Apostle comes on Tuesday. The show comes on Tuesdays Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. It comes on at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you, I'm encouraging you, amen. On every Sunday, I encourage you to listen to the word of God. Hear what God has to say. Those two right there, they bring you a dynamic word. I call them the dynamic duo, glory to God. A word in season, glory to God, that you won't forget. Amen. Whenever they leave that show, it be smoking, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and hear what the Lord has to say. And then if you're partnering with us, you know, it's only like $25 or more, amen, you will be placed on our personal prayer list, and you will be prayed for by a team that's not afraid. We ain't scared of no devil, glory to God. We ain't scared of no devil over here, glory to God. The devil don't rule nothing over here. He ain't got no room over here. We don't even give him room over here. So, amen, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us, $25 or more. Whatever you know, when you sow in seeds, amen. What if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. So that's why I always say the more, that's what I want. I want the more. Because if you give your $25, amen, you'll get Moments in the Spirit, and then you're gonna get something called Midweek Mailer that's done by Sister Sheila Liberty. It's an awesome, awesome woman of God, glory to God, who can pray, amen, and who gives you and also encourage you, Lord, amen, also during the week. It's called Midweek Manna, wherever the week may fall, wherever God may lead the week to fall, then that's when you get it, glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Elder Bertha Askew on Saturday. The show comes on at 2 o'clock. PM Central Standard Time, awesome woman of God, who can pray the house down, who will give you a word real quick, like it don't take a long, amen, glory to God, who can pray, amen, and have it wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in a special package for you, glory to God. So you won't miss nothing, not a thing. She don't miss a beat, I'm telling you. So all this is with ministry with you in mind. Then if you move on down on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I come on the first, amen, we'll call the Hour of Power. I come on at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. There's a lot of standard times, I know it, glory to God. But it's a word, amen, from the Lord that you won't forget. You know, you have to bring your level of expectation. You know, you come with a level of expectation, and that's what you get. But if you come saying, oh, they ain't going to say nothing, you know, they ain't saying nothing that I want to hear, and then you go ahead and hang up, well, you missed it. He may not give it right then, but guess what? He'll give it before the show. The show time is up, so you just got to hold on and hear your word, glory to God. Sometimes you got to wait, you know. That's the problem with us now. We don't want to wait. Well, we microwave people nowadays, so we don't want to wait, glory to God. We don't want to wait and watch God move. We don't want to wait and listen to what God has to say. You know, even when you're praying, you go ahead and pray, and then you get up instead of just sitting there listening. Because after you pray, then I know everything starts to try to, well, you need to do this, you need to do this. So, I ain't doing that. I'm going to sit still and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Whatever it is can wait, glory to God, because we got to learn how to wait. You know, he said, wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. And then the next Hour Power will come on. It'll be Minister Elaine Jackson with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, an awesome woman of God that preaches, amen, the word of God. She tell it like it is, and she gives a testimony. Yes, she does, an awesome, awesome, awesome testimony each and every time. So I encourage you. Her show comes on at 6:30. So after you get off here, you can go over and hear what the Lord is laying on her heart for that hour. Glory to God. Now, all this is ministry with you in mind. Under the same umbrella of the founder, amen, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's done all this and put all this, amen, out there in radio land, glory to God, for you to hear, amen, for you to become a part and opening doors for you to get counseling, ministering, amen, prayer, all this, glory to God, with you in mind. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of the ministry. Let them know what the need may be. You may need prayer. You might need, you know, you might need to know where God wants you to be planted in this season, you know, whatever the need may be. Amen. Like I said, it's in their house because God placed it in their house. He placed them for such a time as this. So I encourage you to come on and get in line and hear what God wants to do and see what God wants to do. Amen. Glory to God. With all that in mind, you can go on our Facebook pages and you can see all the different times, glory to God. I know that's a lot of times, but, you know, you can go on Facebook and you can, and I know everybody got a Facebook page now, glory to God. So you can go online and you can see the different times of the starting of the shows, and you can also go back and hear it on demand, glory to God. So we're going to go ahead, amen, and open up in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord, and we trust you, Lord God. But we trust, Lord, and we wait on you, Lord God, because you said you will renew our strength, Lord God. In other words, Lord God, we know that you will renew us, Lord, so we can continue to wait, God, as we call on you, as we learn how to pray, as we seek you in your word, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We won't get in a hurry, Lord God. We won't hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that we are a generation of microwave people. But God, teach us your will. Teach us your way, Lord. Teach us your understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because, Father, we know, Lord God, whatever you give us, Lord God, oh, my God, it's well done, Lord God. It's nothing, God, oh, my God, that's half-stepping in our lives, God. You will give us the fullness, Lord God, that comes from you, oh, God. Father God, you said you'll give us houses, Lord God, that we didn't build, land, God. You'll give us vineyards, God, that we didn't plant, God. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But so many times, Lord, we don't wait on you, Lord God. We get in a hurry, Lord, and we go out there, Lord, and we miss our own, Lord God. We mess up our own, Lord God. We mess up our own blessing that you would have to give us. So, Father, we say forgive us, Lord God, for everything, Lord, that we have done, God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you are an on-time God. Father God, we pray for all sickness, Lord, all disease, God. In the name of Jesus, those that are heavy laden in their spirit on today, Lord, who has lost loved ones, oh God. Father God, we ask you that you send them strength, Lord God, like never before, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, to be absent in the body, is present with the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. We give you glory, Lord, and we honor your name. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and glory to God. Amen, glory to God. You know, we serve a good God. You know, God is not, he's never late. He's always right on time, and he's there. He knew the beginning and the end. So sometimes we just don't, just because we can't see it as people, we want to hurry up and get there. You know, if the faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know, your faith, amen, will tell where you at. So sometimes when you need stuff, amen, I just say stuff, because most people say, well, you know, I need money. I need a healing. You know, some will say, I need a healing. But, you know, some even want the money, and it's just taking their body, glory to God. They don't sometimes ask God for the healing, but that's what you need is the healing, because if you get the healing, you can go and make you some money. Glory to God. That's the way I see it. But, you know, we don't ask God for what we really, really need. You know, and some say they want a closer walk with the Lord. Well, I know this ain't the message today. Go ahead and turn to chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians. And we're going to read that word. But I'm going to finish this. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some say they want a closer walk with God. Well, the walk with God, amen, by you reading the word and by you praying, amen, and by you seeking to see where God would have you to go. You know, you've been stagnating in your spirit because you don't want to seek God to see where he would have you planted. You know, some think they can do it on their own. But you know what? There are some who done been even further than you are at this moment. So that's why you got to have an open heart and open spirit to ready to receive, amen, from them, amen, glory to God, because God has taken them to that place where you're trying to get. So they already have the info. So, hey, why not get the 411 info from them and to stop from going through so much? Because some of the stuff that we go through, we wouldn't have to go through if only we would seek and ask God where we have us planted it. And who he would have us planted under, glory to God. So they can help you to weed out everything that's not right. So they can help you, amen, to understand the word of God. So they can help you, amen, to cut off some stuff out your life that's been hanging on you, the seaweed wrapped around your leg, glory to God, hallelujah. What's causing the depression, hallelujah. What's causing you not to prosper in the word of God, glory to God. You know, that's what we need. So I'm encouraging you on today, amen, glory to God, to grab hold, amen, because this train is rolling. You may think it's not, because when we come on, amen, and we preach the word of God, glory to God, it takes something to study, set yourself aside. You got to close out everything, set yourself aside, and just spend time with you and the Lord. So these are my encouragements on the day. I encourage you, glory to God, to get on this train and watch what God will do in your life. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead on. Amen. And get in the word of God. Hallelujah. Nothing like the word. Amen. Glory to God. I'm on chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to just title this message, you know, giving. You know, I know they said this one. I always preaching about giving. Well, this is what God laid on my heart. So, You know, I mean, I understand, you know, some people are so tight with their money. But if you ain't got nothing coming, nothing going out, then ain't nothing going to come in. If you hold your hand tight, then it can't nothing get in there. Glory to God. And God wants to do so much more. He wants to just, he wants the people to flourish, glory to God, in wealth and riches. Not all for themselves, but to glory God, glory to God. You know, let's get on in the message right now, glory to God. Chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you, to wit of the grace of God, bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Let's move on down, glory to God. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberty. You know what it's saying here, glory to God. You know, these people, amen. It says right here, the church of Macedonia, glory to God. You know, he was informing them, you know, they didn't have much. In other words, glory to God, they weren't living in poverty. But guess what? They didn't let that stop their giving. They did not let that stop their giving. They were willing to give. You know, something, you got to be willing to get outside of yourself. Glory to God. You know, everything that we got belong to God. It ain't nothing that belong to us. Glory to God. Nothing, nothing. Your children, nothing, nothing, and nothing. None of this belongs to us. But all this belongs to God. They were very, very poor. They were. The Bible said they were poor, but they gave much because of their joy for the Lord. Do you have joy for the Lord? Do you really know who God is? That's the thing. You know, sometimes you don't want to give because you don't know who God is because you don't think who God is. Glory to God. I know right now, amen, I have been out and I in the stores and I see the stores are full. Glory to God. You know it's tax time. Come on now. The stores are full. The buggies are full. My God. They're packed to the max. You'll see big comforters and you'll see this and you'll see that. It's just different stuff. Amen. Just stuff, stuff, and stuff. You'll see one pushing one buggy and another one behind. Amen. I'm just going to put it like this and I hope nobody's name is. I'm gonna use the other name. Amen. You'll see Sheila in the front. Sheila, come on now. Glory to God. There's many Sheilas, okay? Amen. Let me straighten that out. Glory to God. Let's just say she, all right? We see she in the front, and you'll see knock-knock in the back pushing a buggy. Glory to God. But does that glorify God? Glory to God. Does that glorify God? You know, you divine all this, but you have not given God what belongs to him. And, you know, sometimes they don't even think about it. Don't think about, well, you know what, if it had not been for God, amen, I would not have gotten this. Glory to God. I would not have gotten this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold up on buying all this, and I'm going to see and pray about it and see what God will help me to do. Glory to God. My God, ain't that something? It just don't work like that, you know, because we got to be people of giving. Glory to God. Let's move on down to number 4. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. You know, they begged them. They begged and pleaded. Amen. What do we need to do? What do we need to give? You know, what do we need to do? They begged them. What can we do? Ain't there something? Glory to God. Now, have you ever asked God, Lord, what do I need to do with my money? What do I need to give, Lord? How much I need to give? But so many times you back up on God, you don't want to give, amen, but don't you know you ain't going to get nothing? If you don't give nothing, you get nothing. Glory to God. Yes, you'll rake the little scrapes and scrounge from the ground. Glory to God. You'll get the crumbs. But it's time now to get outside of ourselves and begin to give God. Open your hands up and allow God to be God in your life. Open your hands up and allow God, Lord, this is what I got. This is what I'm going to do, Lord. This is what I'm going to do. I ain't going to buy the hamburger this week. I'm going to save this and I'm going to put it some more with it. And then, Lord, I'm going to go and I'm going to sow it, Lord God. And when you sow your seed, put your name on it, glory to God. And name it what you want to name, amen, this seed for. If this seed is for someone to get saved, a family member, and put the name on it. But you know, so many times you sow just for yourself. But you got loved ones out there that are lost. So we need to learn how to bring that in, glory to God, and pray and put our name on those seeds for loved ones. Don't you want to see them saved and going to heaven too? Even if you already saved, don't you want to see them up there when you get up there, glory to God, saved? So that's what you got to do. Put whatever you want on that seat. I encourage you today. I'm encouraging everybody to give. This is about giving. Do you give from your heart? But you know, he going to take it from you. Amen. No minister is going to turn it down. Even if you're in the church, they ain't going to turn it down. You know, well, I'm going to go ahead and give this $20. I know they every Sunday they're asking for money, but I'm going to give it to them. Well, you're grumbling and murmuring and complaining. Well, it's okay. They still going to take it because they ain't going to hear your mumbling and complaining. They're going to go ahead and take it and go right on and do what they need to do with it. You know? So we got to learn. Amen. Now, we're going to give no matter what. Now, I'm encouraging you that, you know, you partner with ministries that you know, that you know, that you know that can get a prayer through. Glory to God. And I'm not just saying, amen, this ain't none of my message, amen, none of it, glory to God. I'm not just saying, and I'm begging, I'm not going to beg anybody, amen, to partner with this ministry. I'm telling you, I know it works. I have seen it work. Amen, glory to God. Not just because I'm under it, no. That's got nothing to do with it. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. I have seen it work. I have seen things all bound up, amen, in people I know lives. And I know when they got through praying what happened. It started to open up doors for them right away. I ain't talking about way down the line. Before they can get it out of their mouth, God has released words to people that I know that set them on high and delivered them out of a place in just a couple of days. Glory to God. So I know what type of ministry it is. Is glory to God. Now, everybody can't get a prayer through, but I'm encouraging you. I know that this ministry can get a prayer through. No, I'm not selling nothing. I don't have to sell it. If you don't believe it, then why don't you, amen, just contact apostle and pastor, amen, and you see what they can do. Because once you leave that line, I can guarantee you you're going to be weeping. Glory to God. But it's tears of joy. Glory to God. It's just tears of joy. It's tears of joy. And when you get to that place, don't forget to go back. And, you know, you always so. You want to keep, amen, everything open. You know, that's just like they always say, you know, when you wash your face, you wash it and you cleanse it with alcohol and different stuff. So you want to keep your pores open. Don't let them close up because it makes you look dingy. Glory to God. And, you know, some people, they do different stuff when they, you know, take baths and do different things because they want to keep, amen, their skin looking good. Glory to God. You know, and even when you put on makeup, you want to keep it looking good, right? Glory to God. So don't you know when you're sewing one time, you want to keep that doorway open. You don't want that doorway to close up. You know, I'm going to sew this month. I'm going to hit and miss. Glory to God. I'm going to give maybe 10 here. And then I'm going to give the next couple of months, I might give 10 more. But I ain't going to be consistent. Don't you know consistency equals success? Because if you want a job, you ain't going to fill out just one application. How many applications are you going to fill out? You're going to keep it going. So that's when you need to keep your seed going. Keep it going, glory to God. Don't back up on your seed. Now is the time, glory to God, for you to continue to give. Glory to God. Amen, glory to God. You know, there, like I said, this is a ministry that will get you delivered, healed, and set free. Because, you know, when we had the conference call, amen, glory to God, this is not my message, but amen, we're going to go with it. Let's flow. Amen, glory to God. You know, when we had the conference call, we were on the conference call, and it was this man in the wheelchair. Do you know, amen, that whenever, you know, we got through praying and everything, and God moved in a mighty way, this man got up out of the wheelchair. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's the type of God we serve. Glory to God. No, you can't buy them kind of prayers. No, you can't even get them buy them kind of prayer, which is $25 fee. So I'm with the $10 fee. You can't buy them. Glory to God. But because they like what they do, glory to God. We like what we do, you know, helping others. Helping others, glory to God. And I mean, it's nothing you all want to see, amen, see the ministry go around the nation. That's it. And that's what they were doing, amen. They were like, okay, what can we do? What can we give? We love the Lord, our God, you know, to continue, amen, for the ministry to continue. Glory to God. I know you hear evangelists and everything else getting on TV. Yeah, y'all give. Well, yeah, and you send all your $100 over there, glory to God, but you can't even touch them. You can't even feel them. You can't talk to them, glory to God. But you can on this side, and I know this. Glory to God. You can talk to them, glory to God. You know, it's just ministry, amen, with you in mind, and seeds help to go all the way around the nation, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. Amen. Let's move to verse 5. Glory to God. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Do you know what they gave? It says right here that they gave in a way that they did not expect. They first gave their life to God, glory to God, and then they gave even the more. You know, these people didn't have much. It said in the word that they were poor. They didn't have much. But, you know, sometimes when you give God the little that you got, he'll multiply the much to you. But if you ain't give it, then you ain't giving him nothing to work with. Yeah. And, you know, you sometimes go and say, well, Lord, I don't have enough to meet my bills. I don't have enough to do this. I don't have enough to do that. Well, look back and see what happened. Because something happened in that translation, glory to God. Something happened in that transition. Something happened. Somewhere you fell off the wagon. I encourage you to get back up, get back on the wagon, and start giving like you used to give, glory to God. Because, you know, if you don't give God what belongs to him, he's going to get it in some way, glory to God. One certain way it's going to happen. Because they were going through trials and troubles, and they were going through tribulation. They were being afflicted right here, glory to God, as we speak. But they still gave. Because they love the Lord. You know, your money will tell where you're at. You know, sometimes you say, well, okay, I'm going to give this, but I'm gonna hold this back. But your money, amen, it tells where you're at. Glory to God. Money matters, yes, it do. Money matters, yes, it do. You know, and we are in that time, in that place, where we don't need more than $20, amen, glory to God. You're going to need a supply, and you're going to need a continuous supply. And that's what I'm here to help you with on today. Glory to God. I encourage you to give. Amen. Give till you can't give. Give like they give. They gave so much they didn't even expect it. They didn't even expect those people to give like they gave. Glory to God. It said they was poor. Hallelujah. But don't you know, Jesus, amen, he became poor so that we may be made rich. Glory to God. So your money gonna tell exactly what level you on. Your money gonna tell where you're at. And some said, well, you know what? I just don't have it. You can't tell me that you don't have five, you don't have ten, you don't have $15. If you save it, then you can sow it, glory to God. So don't go ahead and just bind up everything you got. Learn how to loose what God has given to you. Learn how to make it. You know, a lot of times you work so hard for your money, but learn how to make your money work for you instead of you working for it. Because we're in the season where we need to do just that. Glory to God. And I know some say, well, you know what? God ain't concerned about your money. You know, and when you make money, you ought to ask God, say, Lord, now what do I need to do? Does my money, Lord God, satisfy you? Does my money, Lord God, is it what you want me to do with it? Show me what you want me to do with it. That's the thing, but you're so afraid that he's going to say, well, I want you to go over here, and, you know, this sister over here, she needs some help. Yeah, I want you to go over here and sow something and help her life. And then this is what I want you to do. You can pay your bills. I'm going to pay your bills. But with this little money that you got left, extra money, you know, he ain't going to take your gas money. He's not going to do it. He ain't going to take your light bill money. He ain't going to take your gas money. You know, God sees exactly what you got. Amen. He sees you exactly when you go in that store and get that dress and, amen, don't need it, glory to God. And then you want to get it two sizes too small. Amen. Glory to God. Come on now. God sees it all. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you go in there, amen, and you say, well, Lord, I just couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. But then you went in there and bought that dress. Glory to God. He don't mind us having stuff, but we can't let stuff have us. We got to learn how to give and give abundant. We want God to pour out and pour into everybody. You know, this is, like I said, ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. Because we're in a season where we're going to need to give. Amen. It's going to need to come off the top. You know, he said, you pay your tithes and offer it, and I'll rebuke the devourer. That means ain't nothing going to come in and eat up your seed. Amen. Ain't nothing going to come in and eat you up that God can't handle. He already going to have something in place. But if you ain't letting nothing out, you can't get nothing in. You know, you want to be able to gather that much. You want your barns to be full so they run over, glory to God, and then you can help somebody else. But if you're always bound, then you can't help nobody. So that's where we are. We are in a season of giving. This season right here starts now. Today is a giving season. Glory to God. You give and watch God grow it. Glory to God. You can write it down and say, Lord, I gave this, Lord God. Then watch God do it in an instant. But if you ain't giving nothing, then can't nothing happen. You know, just like when you plant flowers, I know the flower lovers, when they plant flowers. Now, if you don't go back, amen, and get some more water, guess what? It ain't going to grow. What's going to happen? It's going to rot down under the ground, glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to spring forward to nothing. Glory to God. So when you give, amen, you got something. Go back to God and say, Lord, I gave this now. This is what, Lord, I need. And when you in need, God, I'll bring somebody to meet your need. My God. All you got to do is just say, well, you know what? I wanted this dress, you know, Lord. And you have somebody to bring it to you. Sometimes things just absolutely come. I can be thinking it and it'll come to me. I said, my God. Good God. Because I am a giver and I am a sower. I sow and I love to sow and I love to give. Glory to God. Because you don't have to tell everything. Once you have sown your seed, you ain't got to tell nobody. Glory to God. You just hold on, amen, and let God be God in your life. Let's read on just a little bit further, amen. In so much we desire Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. See, they were saying, you know, Titus had to learn. He had to sit up on them, and he had to learn all about it, glory to God, all about giving and all about, you know, he had faith and he had, amen, and he had knowledge and he was diligent at doing what he's doing, glory to God, you see. And so they wanted him to continue to work, amen. So when you have sit and you have learned, amen, on the ministry that you know can get a prayer through, glory to God, then guess what they're going to do? They're going to send you out. They're going to send you out because they can trust you. They know you. They have gotten to know you. They know who you are. They know what you're capable of doing. They know if you are a giver. They'll know if you tithe. They'll know, amen, what's going on and weed out all that stuff that ain't good for you in your glory to God. And then they can trust you and they can send you out, amen, so you can go and help somebody else, not to hold it all for yourself. But then they'll send you out. Glory to God. Let's continue, amen. I speak not by commandment, but by occasions and the forwardness, amen, charges to my head, amen, God's still working on my heart, of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Glory to God. Let's move on down to that. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through he was rich, yet for your sake to become poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let's move on down to 10. And herein I give my advice, for this is expectancy of you, who have begun before not, only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now you understand, amen. See right here, Jesus did give himself, amen, so we could become rich in him, glory to God. So you know, our daddy owns everything, so he ain't holding back nothing from us. The only thing is, we're holding back from him. He said, well, I don't make that much. You got to work with what you got. Don't get something that you can't afford. If you can't afford to go and buy, amen, a house right now, you know, just hold on and let God be God in your life. If you can't afford to get a house, can't afford to get a car, you can't, you know, if you already got what you need, amen, to take you from point A to point B or whatever, then God will raise you up. But you got to sow something, you know. He's not going to hold nothing back from you, but we always hold back from God. You know, if we give him the more, then he will pour out even the more on us. I know this wasn't a message that's, amen, but you know what, like I said, amen, let's flow with it, glory to God. You know, sometimes when you live in poverty, you bring it on yourself, or it's a generational curse that passed on down from mama and them, you know, and grandmama and them, and all through the generation. But it can be broken and it can be stopped with you if you want to break that generational curse. And you can break that generational curse by praying and seeking God and giving. You know, you don't want that curse on you, you know, no more. You know, and everything used to be, well, you know, you used to have to go and, you know, they charge this and charge that. You know, everything was a charge system. You know, I'm going to flip the credit card. go ahead and charge. Well, see, then now you can break that generational curse by getting a new system. Say, Lord, if I ain't got it, amen, to pay for it, then I much don't need it. If it's something, Lord God, that I know that I don't need, I'm not going to buy it anyway. Glory to God. Because, you know, when you do that, amen, you're showing God how you can be a good steward over your money. So many times, you know, we're not really good stewards over our money. Well, I went on a trip a while back, amen, with some others, amen, glory to God. And, you know, one person spoke, she said, well, you know what, if I want it, I'm going to get it, glory to God. I'm like, okay, well, you know, it is what it is, you know, and they was picking up this and getting that, there's just a whole lot of different stuff. Or different stuff. Not looking at the prize, just throwing it in the book. Oh, okay. But see, that ain't me. That's not my spirit. Glory to God. Because, amen, because I'm like this. I like to have money in my pocket. I want to see the dollars, okay? When I pull them out, I want to see the 20s. I want to see the 100s, glory to God. I want to see the 50s, glory to God. I don't want to always have to pull out a dollar for it to holler. I want to see it, glory to God. And then when I go, if I see something really, really that catches my eye, then pay for it. But, you know, that's just not how it works, glory to God. But one thing about it, if I do go, amen, I'm going to make sure that my tithes and my offering are already set. God's going to get healed first, glory to God. That comes off the top. I don't care who, oh, amen, hey, you can know, I don't care. It's coming off the top. I'm not going to bind up, amen, by not paying my tithes and offering. I'm not going to be bound down by not paying my seed. I'm not going to be bound down by stealing God's money. I'm not going to be bound like that. Glory to God. Because if you can't be faithful, amen, with paying your tithes, paying your offering, he can't trust you with the millions. He can't trust you that when you get all that money in your hand, you're going to go back and give a ministry. He can't trust you with that. Glory to God. If he said if he could trust you with a little, then he'll make you rule over much. Glory to God. But he got to learn, he got to trust you with the little bit that you have first. Glory to God. And he can see. You know, some things God just can't see. You know, well, I'm going to do this, that, but God don't see me. Yes, he sees everything. Glory to God. I don't care what you do. When you sneeze, he sees it. Amen. He knows the number of hairs that fall out your head. Amen. When you comb your hair, glory to God, they fall out. He know it. Glory to God. He's just that type of God. He's everywhere in everything. It's everything that you need. Everywhere that you need him to be. So ask God, Lord, do my giving and do my seed, Lord God, please you. But God, I want to please you in everything, in your giving, Lord, my giving, Lord God, in my seed, in the way I talk, in the way I walk, in the way I preach, in the way I give to others. God, even when I go out to give a word, does it please you? And he will give you an answer. Glory to God. He'll give you an answer. He'll tell you, well, you didn't need to say that. And then you need to turn around and say, Lord, forgive me, I repent. Always repent daily. It doesn't matter. You know, some say, well, Lord, you know what? Well, they did this to me, and I guess so. Well, you just tow it up. It's tow up from the floor up. So, Lord, I repent. That word didn't come out right. I repent, Lord. And, Lord, show me how to be more, Lord God, how to be more careful about the words I speak. How to be more careful even when I give someone something. Let me have the right heart in giving it to them so you can grow whatever I give. Now, if we would come to God and be plain with God, you know, he already knows, but he wants to hear us say it. If we would come to God and be more truthful, and if we would come to God and be more transparent, yes, he already sees your hourglass. He can see through the hourglass, but he wants you to come to him. That's what he knows, that your heart is headed in the right direction. Glory to God. So you won't be stagnated, glory to God. And then when you give, it'll come back to you. He said, give, and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. But if you ain't giving nothing, they don't expect to get nothing. Amen. You know, anybody can pray, but it's good. It's something when you have to really, amen, set aside to focus and get those prayers through. That's the thing. Yes, everybody can pray. You know, and I see a lot say, well, pray for me. Pray for me here. Pray for me there. But be careful how you ask people to pray for you. You have to learn that, you know, everybody can't get a prayer through. It's the truth. Glory to God. Let the truth be told. But there are some that can. So don't put everybody in the boat, glory to God. Because they set aside and they pray and they seek God and they read the word of God. They meditate on the word of God. They see what God will have them to do and see what God will say. And they pray about situations, even situations that people don't even know they pray about, glory to God. But always remember, you need to go back to that. Go back, amen, and always leave an offering. Glory to God. Always leave an offering. Glory to God. Because if you give much, you'll get much. If you give little, you're going to get little. Glory to God. But God is not going to let his children suffer. Glory to God. Whether you give or not, you ain't going to let them suffer. He's trying to get you blessed. He's trying to get me blessed. He's trying to get everybody blessed to a level to where when you go and see a need, you can meet that need. You won't have to worry about the $10, $20 you gave over there. He'll multiply it abundantly. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God and we serve a good God. So I encourage you on today to be givers. Amen. I know you're saying, well, you know what? Amen. That's all she talk about. But you know what? I won't talk about it as long as God gives it to me. You know, it's just the truth. But we have to learn how to say what God say and do what God say do. Glory to God. Because if we had our way, we were never talking about finances because people always draw back whenever you talk about giving. You know, yeah, I know I said it last Sunday, and I said it again. You know, yeah, if you want time, give time. If you want love, give love. That's what you get back, glory to God. But if you want money, you're going to have to sow. Glory to God. Yes, point blank, down to it, you're going to have to sow for money. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And I encourage you on this day to give and be cheerful givers. When you give, give cheerfully. You don't have to go tell everybody, well, you know what? I set this over here and I set that over there and I set this over. You don't have to go tell them. Because you know what? Whatever you do in secret, God will reward you openly. Glory to God. He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. So don't go and dig your seed up after you're done planting it, glory to God. Just think about it. When a farmer goes and he goes out, amen, he go ahead and till the ground, he plant the seed, do he go back out there and dig it up? So you know what? I got a bunch of cotton over here, amen, glory to God, or a bunch of peanuts over here. I think I'll go over here and dig them up. No, what he do is he hold out, he'll go out there and check them, glory to God. And he be won't rain. He be praying, Lord, let it rain, Lord, so my seed can pop out the ground. And that's what you got to do. Amen. The Lord, I planted my seed, Lord. Now, Lord God, see, you're putting some water on it now. You want God to make it rain, hallelujah, so it can come up and sprout up and bring forth, glory to God, what you needed to spring forth in your life, glory to God. You said, Lord, I done planted over here. Now, Lord, I want you, Lord God, to multiply it. Hallelujah. He's a son, what is it, 30? Some 60, some 100-fold return. Glory to God. I always want the 100-fold return. But don't think you're going to get a 100-fold return if you ain't planting but $2.05. Glory to God. You got to come up a little higher. Glory to God. Now, that's all you got. Amen. God, ask God to help you with that. Glory to God. And when he gives you your job, I always say amen. We talked about this last time. He just said, put me in remembrance of my word. So, Lord, you said, if I sow, Lord God, bountifully, I'll reap bountifully, Lord God. And whenever I come up even higher, Lord, I'm to give even more off of what you gave me. When you gave me this job, you gave me this money. Lord, I'm to even give even the more. Glory to God. So he's to put me in remembrance of my word. So put it in remembrance of the word. Glory to God. Put it in remembrance. Put it in remembrance of his word that he told you in the word of God. That's why it's so important to meditate and read the word of God. Have the word of God in you so he can bring it up, amen, and you can put him in remembrance of his word, the word that he told you, the word that he gave you, the word that came forth, glory to God. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a good God, amen, hallelujah. Amen. If you're on this line and you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead, amen, and press the 1. and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. I know I talked about giving, amen, but you know what? We have to be a people that sow, amen. No, I'm not crying out for any money. Glory to God. He ain't trying to get nothing from you. He trying to get something to you. So there's some stuff that you're ready to go on that you're going to need more than. I'm going to just say it. You're going to need more than $50. Glory to God. You know, God's going to take care of his people. It don't matter. But you're going to need more than $50. You're going to need more than 50 cents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm just encouraging you. Amen. So what you need to do is sow. Nobody can make you give nothing. No, can't make it. But we can encourage you by the word of God. Hallelujah. Because you see those people in here, amen, in the word that I read, amen, they said they was poor. They were really, really poor. Glory to God. They were poor, but they gave much. They gave, amen, to they gave so much that they didn't even realize that they were going to do what they did. But when they gave their lives to Christ, and they loved the Lord thy God, and they just gave them so much that they didn't even realize that they were going to give them that much. You know, when you love the Lord thy God, you ain't going to hold back what belongs to him. If you love him like that, you know, nowadays we don't have a reverential fear of the Lord thy God. You don't. We don't have that reverential fear. People just don't have that reverential fear of what's going to happen to me if I hold back what belongs to God. You just don't have that fear. Glory to God. But don't you know, amen, when you love the Lord thy God, you're not going to hold back what belongs to him. Yes, the word is true. The Bible is true. Read it. Meditate on it. The Bible is true. They went through many, amen, affliction of the righteous. But God said he'll deliver them out of them all. Amen. You need finances. He'll deliver you, glory to God. But you got to sow, my God. So I encourage you, amen, again, to give. Amen, glory to God. And give to them that you know that have been standing, amen, on the front line, glory to God, praying for you, asking God for a breakthrough for you. Give to them, amen, that you know that have done that. Glory to God. Don't go and give to somebody else just because you think, okay, hey, that's a big ministry and all that. I'm not bashing no churches, none of that. Glory to God. I'm not doing that. Glory to God. But just because, okay, I'm going to give to this place over here. But did they get you your breakthrough? Glory to God. That's where you need to go back and sow to. Did they get you that check that you needed when you needed it? Glory to God. They prayed it through. That's the ones that you need to go back and sow to. When you were sick and pain racking in your body and they got you healed, that's the one that you need to go back to. Glory to God. When you were depressed and couldn't see your way through, and they got, amen, and they spoke to you and they prayed with you, glory to God. They called on the Lord, thy God, to heal you, deliver, and set free. Those are the ones you need to go back to. When you needed a car, you needed a ride, couldn't get a car, glory to God. And they prayed and asked God, amen. They had to tear out heaven up then and glory to God and lay before the Lord. Got you the car. That's where you need to go back to. Not to go sow to a mega church, glory to God. Not that, glory to God. You know, I want to give a testimony, amen, glory to God, amen, and I'm going to quit, but I wanted to give this testimony, amen. You know, I was listening to a show one day, and it was a ministry online, glory to God, and this woman was talking about, you know, how, you know, her husband didn't want her to pay a tithe. He didn't want her to pay a tithe, and he told her, stop me. He was going to the same church now, glory to God. Praise the Lord. He was at the same church that she was at. They were at the church together. And he was just telling the pastor, he said, I can't see, you know, why we pay our tithes. You know, Pastor tried to show it to him, amen, in the word of God. And he told her, he just couldn't see it. He couldn't see it. And he told his wife, said, you know what, said, you need to stop giving this money. Stop paying your tithes. Okay. He kept telling her that. But she wasn't responsible, glory to God, and for what he wanted to do. Yes, they were in the house together, but she couldn't make him give what she wanted to give money from his tithes of what he was bringing in the house. But she never did stop paying her tithes. She kept paying her tithes. She said, Lord, you got to work this thing out. Lord, I'm trying here. Lord, I'm paying my tithes and my offering, Lord. I'm giving it to you, Lord God. He don't want to pay here. But, Lord, I'm going to keep and I'm going to continue to pay mine, Lord. Because, Lord, I don't want to see my house cursed. I want to see us blessed, God. I want to see him blessed. So you know what she did? She kept paying her tithe. And she kept going before the Lord. Because he wouldn't let her pay no tithe of his money. Glory to God. He made sure he kept it separated from her. But one day, glory to God, God healed that marriage. He healed them. And they started, he finally gave in. Once he had, God touched him, he touched him that night. And he said, okay, Lord, okay, I hear you. So he started to help. He started to pay his tithes. He did not miss a beat. He told, write the tithes check and give it to him. Glory to God. So you see how God worked that out? So don't let nobody stop you from paying your tithe where you need to pay your tithe. Don't do it. Glory to God. Don't let nobody steal, amen, when you try to pay an offering. Don't let them do it, glory to God. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I want to be blessed and highly, amen, favored of the Lord. So I'm telling you, don't let them do it, glory to God. And don't let them look imps and them demons sit on your shoulder and talk to you, glory to God. Well, you ain't got to get this ministry, nothing. You ain't got to do that. They ain't getting no nothing. Don't let them little imps knock them rascals off and listen to, amen, to the right side, glory to God. Because you know what? God is a righteous God. So you got to listen on the right side, glory to God. Don't let them little imps that sit on your shoulder telling you you don't have to give nothing. Don't do it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to encourage you on this day. Amen. To go back and listen to this message on demand. I know it was a little hard, but amen. It's just something God wants to do in our giving. Glory to God. And so I don't want to hold up, amen, your millions. Glory to God. I'm not going to hold up mine, but I want to hold up yours. Glory to God. Amen. So I just say be a cheerful giver when you give. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to also say don't forget to go and listen at Minister Elaine. Minister Elaine Jackson, she's going to come on at 6:30. So you'll have a break, amen, in a few minutes. You can go and get you some water, and then you can go on her Facebook page, and you'll see the number for her call-in on her show. Amen. She just asked that you inbox her if you need prayer, glory to God. Inbox her, and she will get back with you and pray with you. Amen. So, see, you ain't missing a beat. You're online, fit to call her, so you can't say, amen, I didn't get my prayer needs met. So whenever whenever you get off the phone, then everybody want to text you, oh, pray for me. Amen. Glory to God. But you know, get the callers, you can get online and pray. We can pray for you. Amen. And get your prayer needs met right away. So I encourage you to go on after this and listen to Minister Elaine. She's going to bring the word of God. She's going to bring the truth of the truth to God. Amen. The truth of the word of God. So go ahead and get online. And get ready, amen. Get your drink of water, come back and be ready. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to come to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I said, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. Father, forgive me for I have sinned against you, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord God, for everything, Lord, that I've done against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I repent and I give my heart to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Amen. But to continue in the Lord, get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Where the word of God is being taught and lived. And hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you said that. Amen. Glory to God that you gave your life to Christ so we can continue, amen, to help you to be connected, amen, to Jesus Christ, and you can continue in his word each and every day, and glory to God, God loves it, amen, glory to God, he loves you so much, he gave his only son for you, so I encourage you, amen, hit me up on Facebook so we can continue, amen, on down the road and tell you what you need to do to stay connected. Glory to God. The show is not long enough to give all that information, but I just encourage you to hit me up and let me know. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go ahead on, amen, and I'm going to get out of here. Let us have a little break. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the benediction. Amen. Remember, Ministry Lane comes on at 6:30, so you'll have time to take a break, and then you can go back and listen to her show. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back on next Sunday.